B-Pod Studios.
Here's the biggest question. Will baseball go the way of boxing and horse racing? That's the biggest question. When Chris, who just called, is talking about the future, he said, what about, you know, 30, 40 years from now, if you don't, you know, speed it up now, what happens? The question is baseball horse racing and boxing, or is baseball just, you know, always going to be there?
Just maybe in a slightly lesser degree than it is now, where it's third. And, you know, because people didn't think horse racing or boxing could ever get knocked down. I mean, those were enormous, enormous sporting events. You know, you still have the Kentucky Derby and, you know, the Preakness and everything, the Belmont. But
no, but,
the,
but those
but it's
sports,
not what it was. It was regal.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know? It's not that anymore.
Boxing, it was a big part of, you know, boxing, baseball, and horse racing was really Americana,
its finest. Yeah. And two of those are way by the wayside now. And, you know, when you go to the track, what do you see? A bunch of old guys gambling. That's what it is. Retirees.
You know, it's funny because I remember, like, when I went to the Post, like, New York, that was it. It was baseball. They had, like, a racing page. I'll never forget. They asked me to cover some story with a horse. I'm like, dude, I don't know anything about it. I'm like, you're wasting me.
Mr. Ed?
I had to write like one of these features. I do these long features, and I can't write. Like I just don't know the material good enough to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they loved it up there.
Yeah. Well, it was,
and now it's
old school.
Now it's done.
Yeah. And you wonder, yeah, is baseball on that trajectory? It's an interesting question. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, 610-771-9751. That's the number to hit. Hopefully you did. And today, Pat went through them to find the best of the best. So you can rest assured knowing they're probably half-ass. So let's see what we got today.
This is what I was worried about, Jason, that upper management was probably concerned about putting Carter Hart in these games. That once he started getting up against the better teams, and once teams get a, you know, a look at the kid, they know what to do and how to attack him. And that game against Tampa Bay, he gave up 3 goals on 9 shots. And the game against Montreal, he gave up 3 goals on 9 shots. They're putting a lot of goals on net, and I don't think the young kid's seeing the puck.
Well, look, he played extremely well against Detroit on Sunday, and I know, you, to your point, that's not a playoff team, but he's played well against some really good teams, too. Look, these things happen. It doesn't matter who you play. You know that in all sports. It doesn't. You can go cold at any time, and then you can have a crisis of confidence, and it's how mentally you rebound from that. I think you're coupling that with, I think there's some mental exhaustion now.
Right.
Because everything's been so heightened since he got here and really got on a roll that you're going to fall down eventually. And I think there's mental exhaustion. There's been a lot of demands on his time off the ice more than ever in his life. You know, for people wanting to talk to him, do stories and everything else. So that's all part about learning how to be a pro, which is why you make the trade to get a veteran backup.
I thought it was a very smart move the Flyers make by getting a veteran backup.
Yeah.
You trade Stolarz, you get a veteran backup, someone that's been through wars that can show him the way. He's going to go through these things. These are all growing pains.
And why Cam Talbot's a good reason for that is because he was a backup also to Henrik Lundqvist. So he knows what it takes for a great goalie to
nurture a great young, yeah.
Yeah, to know how to help him along. And he's been a starter as well. So I think it'll straighten out. It's just, you know, the kid's not playing great right now.
This Flyers team today against the Montreal Canadiens, so it looks so uninspired. I hope they're ready and be inspired to beat those f***ing Penguins.
Well,
if they play.
Yeah, that's what's in front of them right now. Look, the situation, you looked at this, we talked about this, and looking at this clump of games, this segment, and how important it was, playing Montreal, a team they were chasing,
yeah,
Pittsburgh, a team they're chasing, Buffalo in between them in the playoffs, and then Carolina. But right now, you know, you're chasing the Penguins. They've got 71 points. Flyers got 63. If you want to stay in this race at all, I still think it's such an uphill climb. You got to win tomorrow night or Sunday whenever they play the Stadium Series game. You have to. You're down in the final quarter of the season. You got to win.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, though, I mean, you can't help but get disheartened. Now, the Stadium Series is going to be fun. That's a party. But it's hard not to get disheartened over the last couple games. You get blitzed.
Flyers have not fared well in outdoor games. They're now 0-3. Lost to Boston, lost to the Rangers.
Well, you did an O like an okay.
Like an okay.
You went 0-3.
I should have went, oh my.
And you keep saying the Phillies are the only ones with the big money that want to sign Harper. Then why pay $300 million when you're the only team out there? Pay $250, $275.
Listen, just get it done, right? You know, they're the only team that we know of that has that kind of money. So, I don't know. Maybe Harper says no. I'm not signing for $275. I'll wait for somebody else to come up to $275.
The okay guy wants like a discount double check. Okay.
Great cash, homie.
Listen, I'm fine with it. If you can get him for $275, get him for $275.
What the deuce is Monty Williams doing at half court? He's like following Brett Brown like that dude follows Sean McVay around.
No, the sideline keeper. Gotta keep Brett in order.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Here's one for you, Ant. Embiid is so frustrating to watch because the way he plays is quixotic.
Ooh, quixotic.
Quixotic.
Which is more mesmerizing. You know, you're lost in it.
I don't know that I agree with that, though. I just enjoy the theatrics of Embiid because he's such a dramatic player. Like, even when he falls, it's dramatic.
Yes, I agree.
His post moves are dramatic.
All right, quixotic. Let's see. Here you go.
You on definition.com?
Exceedingly idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical.
That's the definition?
See, what it is it's marked by romance.
Huh?
All right? Foolishly impractical. That's why the caller says that.
Okay.
And it's, there is something overly romanticized by his, but it kind of, that does kind of, like, I can easily over-romanticize his game.
Oh, you are the king. You are the king of romanticizing sports.
Yes.
It's a skill you have.
Yes.
I applaud it.
Thank you.
If you only play in 11 or 12 minutes max, T.J. McConnell is NBA gold. Get him in, get him out. 6 points, 5 assists, a pair of rebounds, chalk it up every game. Your favorite team doesn't expect to be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's certain matchups where he can flourish for you. Certain games against certain teams, he can flourish for you. There's others that you can't. You know, I agree with what you're saying, premise, which is if he's playing 11 minutes a game, you know, he comes in and gives you a good energy boost. I agree with that.
Yeah, but he can't, if he plays more than that, he's going to be exposed.
Well, that's what he's saying. Like, to me, you really still need a guy that can shoot. Preferably a one, but okay, well, if you look at a one, fine. Just get somebody that actually can shoot off the bench, can score off the bench.
And you're looking at Melo as an option.
Well, you know, I threw that out there only because it's one game, but you could see how this bench is going to struggle to score.
Yeah. That's the Bring the Heat line brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the line this weekend, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there, and we'll get back to them on Monday. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Stanley in Philadelphia. Stanley, how are you?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, Stan.
Just a little touch on why the kids are not as interested in playing sports. My take is, I think it's more or less the parents with their busy schedule. And, you know, young kids, when they look around, they're interested in one thing for about maybe 3 days, and then all of a sudden they put all this money out the parents do, and they don't want to play the game after that.
Huh. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it is different now because it's more scheduling, right, than we're used to. I guess when we grew up, there was no schedule. Like, you kind of, when we grew up, you left the house and you didn't come back until it was dinner. Until you like had to.
Yeah, until the bell rang.
Yeah, my mom and dad, if I didn't come home before the street lights were on, I was grounded.
Yeah, like, and there was always like, it was different because, I don't know, like, you were able to go, you had friends, it was more socialized, it was more, you played ball in whatever neighborhood.
Yeah, we didn't know the world was as twisted as it was.
No, it got more crazier over the years as it has, and everybody's too fast-paced.
Yeah.
So I think it is, the attention span of the kids nowadays is more or less, I like it, then all of a sudden, 4 days later, they don't want to do it because it's not their bag.
You think? So you think they need to be good right away? I can see that. That if they're not good right away, they're more prone to quit.
Exactly. If they think that they're failing at it, they give up automatically. Like when I was younger, if I wasn't good at something, I
worked at it. Yeah.
Work at it. Nowadays, kids, everything.
I agree with that. I do.
100% right off the bat.
Yeah, kids either get bailed out or they're done.
No, I agree with that. I do. My oldest one, you know, like, he'd struggle and be really down, man. It's like, dude, you just started playing. You're in third grade.
Yeah.
Just have fun. Go out and work at it. If you have a good time.
Yeah, work at it keep battling.
Just go play.
Yeah.
Like, just play. There's no need to feel any pressure. Play.
Yeah.
Kids don't play like they used to.
Yeah, you're a kid. Like, there shouldn't be all this pressure.
I see with my own.
Yeah.
Like, just go play. Like, go throw the ball around. Who cares? You don't keep score. The Sandlot, right, was the never-ending game.
Yeah. So the score never mattered. It was just playing that mattered. Let's go to, is this Vince? Vince in Harleysville on the Fanatic? What's up, Vince?
Jason, you got it right. It is Vince.
All right.
So, Pop Warner, okay? I'm showing my age here a little bit, but back in the late 60s, I played Pop Warner. Now, just to show you how scrawny I was, you know, they weigh you before the games in Pop Warner.
Oh, really?
Back then. And, you know, the weight leagues, they didn't want, you know.
Right, 85 pounders, yeah.
Right, so, but when they had the weigh-ins before the game, I would come up to the scale, and both coaches, either team, would say, don't bother getting on the scale, kid. Just keep moving. So, but I wasn't a starter, and that's okay. I played on the kickoff team. I got my shots, you know, late in the game. They put me in on defense, you know, in the secondary. But the point is this, about Pop Warner, back then at least, and being part of a team, the lessons that you learn about being on a team and being a team player. Long story short, we had a decent season. I played for the Marple Tigers in Delaware County. And at the end of the year, the coaches somehow were able to arrange a game with a team from New York State.
Okay.
And the game was going to be played and was played at West Point.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'll never forget that Saturday when we were supposed to meet at Lawrence Park Shopping Center. They had two buses, you know, nice buses, not school buses, you know, Greyhound-type buses. And you went there, you had your gym bag, and you felt like a pro.
Yeah, man, that's a cool thing.
And these are images and memories that you'll never forget.
I think it's beautifully stated by you, Vince.
I mean, you want kids
to have that. I hear you.
Right. And the value of sports. I mean, I think of Muggsy Bogues. Here's a guy. He's got an incredible story. 14-year NBA career. The guy is 5'3", was living in the intercity of Baltimore. What were the odds of him getting out of
it? Totally. I mean, it's a great story. Yeah.
5'3". I mean, definitely. I think he's shorter than Natalie, right?
Yeah.
At 5'3".
He's actually shorter than Egan, which is a feat unto itself. But yeah, 5'3" kid. What were the chances? It was 1 in a billion.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's millions of examples of these kinds of stories where you, overcome the odds. That's what makes great film.
Yeah.
That's the root of all great sports movies, is overcoming odds.
There's a guy, Ryan Glasspiegel, who writes for The Big Lead, And he put out a tweet, Ant, that says this. He says, Adam Schefter just said on SportsCenter that a source told him Kraft, quote, is not the biggest name, end quote, caught up in this sting. Robert Kraft is being reported right now, obviously, in this sting. But he's not the biggest name in this sting.
Wow.
Does it have to be a football name?
I would think so, if it's coming from Schefter.
Well, it doesn't have to be. But.
No, it doesn't. I mean, listen, he's got a source, and it could be anybody.
Bill Belichick?
Is the hoodie?
No. Something. I can't think.
Someone's got to excite that guy.
Listen,
winning a Super Bowl doesn't do it.
Can you see Bill Belichick in that situation?
I couldn't see Kraft in that situation. I'm trying not to.
How's $75?
He's negotiating. He's negotiating the terms of the arrangement.
Oh my God! Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, sounds like Schefty might be onto something here. We'll have to monitor his Twitter for further detail. But you know, there's no chance that Kraft loses the Patriots over this. It's misdemeanors. He's charged with misdemeanors, so you're probably not going to get jail time. Unless there's more to this trafficking part of it.
Well, what is that part? Is it John time?
He was charged with solicitation.
Right.
So.
But what was the trafficking piece of it?
Yeah, I heard that word used earlier. I'm going to look on ESPN.
Well, you figure the prostitutes, some of them in there, might have been put there by human traffickers.
Correct.
So that would be the human trafficking. I think the wording of the story is a little messed up because it makes it sound like Robert Kraft was trafficking humans.
That's what we're talking about.
That's salacious, yeah.
There's a big difference between solicitation and human trafficking.
All right, a little bit. I got details. All right, it says New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution after police said Friday he was twice videotaped paying for and receiving sex at an illicit massage parlor. The charge comes amid a widespread crackdown on sex trafficking in the area surrounding Palm Beach County. About 200 arrest warrants have been issued in recent days and more expected. Police said they planted undercover cameras in targeted massage parlors and videotaped the interactions between men and the female employees. Now, in a statement, a spokesperson for Kraft said they, quote, categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, they will not be commenting further. So he's denying it. The NFL did not immediately respond to a message Friday seeking a comment.
You know that.
Denial.
Is it bad that I'm kind of hoping Chip Kelly is named in this?
He would have been really quick. I can tell you that.
Oh,
in and out.
My God.
No, not at all.
Jim in Washington Township's on the Fanatic. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, guys? Great show as always.
Thanks, Jimmy. What's happening?
You know what? I just got in my van and I'm listening to you, and I think with the numbers down, just on really in any sport, like Jersey just passed that stupid law because the numbers were down in football to where they can only hit for 15 minutes a week. Now, I think with the numbers being down, it's simply like that two callers ago was saying with the parents. I have a 11-year-old and a 7-year-old, and it is time consuming and expensive. I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, baseball, like you guys were saying years ago, kids went to their own practice. It's not like that anymore. Like football is extremely demanding. And from what I hear guys in other towns, and even, you know, travel baseball,
mm-hmm.
it's totally, you know, it's 4 days a week practice and then the game, you know, and same thing with baseball. And
the travel piece of it's amazing. Like, I don't know where you get the time where they're like, I got a buddy of mine, right? I was telling you that his son's really good. Joe mm-hmm. Ben.
Yep.
Joe Ben, they're at tournaments every weekend.
Yeah, all over the place, too.
Yes. To your point, Jim, it's a very, very time-consuming.
Huge financial problem.
It's very expensive. You got to get hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do it. In travel baseball, we do it twice a year. We do the Ripken, and then we do Hershey and Jace. From what I hear, hockey's even worse.
Oh man, a friend of my son's right now is in Quebec. He's been there all week for Quebec Pee Wee tournament. He's 12 years old.
Yeah,
in Quebec City all week.
My kid wrestles, you know, just part time, and there's families that are driving, taking their vacations for it, and. You know, I mean, I can see a lot of parents don't want to do that. And with the expensive part, you know what? Dude, you bought a bat and it was $30 and it lasts you, you know, three seasons or whatever. Like, dude, my kid's bat's $350, you know? And I mean, I choose to spend that, but even the cheap bats, $100. And then, you know, it's expensive. And like you said, when you're a parent, you're with two kids, your free time is running both kids to whatever sport they like. It's a lot to ask.
It is.
Yep.
No, it is. I'm with you.
Good call, Jimmy. When I was a kid, like, they didn't have high-level hockey around here when I was growing up. It was limited the amount of rinks they had. So there was a couple of us from here that played for a team, what was called the Boston Metropolitan League. We played for a team in the summer, a AAA team called Mid-Atlantic Dynamo. We practiced in Bayonne, New York. That's where we had to go to practice 3 days a week.
Bayonne?
And then the league was in Boston, the Metro League. That's how you had to play high-level hockey at that time.
You played in Bayonne?
That's where the practice was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your father would take you every 3 days a week?
Well, we carpooled because there was three other guys that made the team, so that's where we would go up and play there. So we would like alternate people to go because everybody didn't want to drive individually to Bayonne. You know, on a Wednesday night for 6:30, your dad's got to take off work early and the whole thing.
That's a big deal. No, yeah. And that's what I'm, you know, it's funny because work responsibilities, you know, there's always stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't understand. And God bless the, particularly those parents that are coaching these high-level leagues where it's like, you know, how do you get all the time off from work?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is insane. I mean, like a hockey stick now for a kid? $200.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd break like that. Supposed to be unbreakable. Yeah, my ass. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It's been an interesting show today. A lot of good dialogue on the phone lines.
We got to do the Oscar things, too.
We'll do that when we get back. Yeah. Great call. It is the midday show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Like, when I woke up this morning,
yeah,
I didn't expect that we would be talking about, or we would be quoting an Asante Samuel tweet on Robert Kraft.
Yeah, well, he's tweeted one thing, Mr. Kraft out here trying to feel that, I'm not going to give you the other two part. And then somebody goes, he's being charged for soliciting sex, that ain't no MVP. And Asante goes, we've all paid for sex in some type of way. If I stopped by McDonald's and brought you a Happy Meal, then we went to the crib. I paid for it. Oh, Asante, man. Delete your account for a little time here. Mike Freeman reports the punishment Kraft might face from the NFL is a 6-game suspension and $500,000 fine. The accusations could be ruled a violation of the personal conduct.
6-game suspension?
What's he going to take snaps?
what kind of penalty is that?
Yeah.
But he can't go to his own game for 6 games? Like, that's ridiculous.
It's insane. Oh, my God.
So he has to watch it from the yacht? I mean, you know.
There's video of everybody that is charged, of the 25 people. They claim they have video evidence of every one of those people, including Robert Kraft, I read as well. Now, Adam Schefter
says he's not the biggest name.
Yeah, and there's a list of the 25 people being charged now. Maybe there's another shoe to drop here, if you will. Tiger lives in Jupiter. Got a questionable history. But not to this effect, but he had multiple girlfriends. But that's what a lot of people are saying. Yeah. Tiger's involved.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Can we wake the colonel up out of retirement and get him on the beat? Get him down there?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
By the way, did you see the piece in that the Colonel wrote, Mike Kern, contributed to The Athletic on John Chaney?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, great piece. I read it this morning.
Really?
Good piece of journalism, yeah. John Chaney, now 87 years old, hasn't coached the game, I think, 13 years.
You miss Coach, right? I miss John a lot. He's a great man.
Yeah. So a real good piece that I saw that the Colonel contributed to The Athletic. We give him a little plug there because we like the Colonel. Let's get to the Oscars real quick. All right. Now, you want to compete against Pat one-on-one here, mano a mano?
Sure. Pat would be a $2 favorite.
All right, $2 favorites. Let me give you guys the categories that we'll do. All right, we're not going to do visual effects. We're going to do the big ones. All right, best actress.
Well, you don't put any screenplay over here?
You want to go screenplay?
I mean, you know.
Odds to win best adapted screenplay? That's your category. You should be good at that one.
Original.
All right.
Original
screenplay. Not adapted. Okay, let's go to...
Adapted screenplay is from a book.
Okay. Well, you're the book writer.
No, but I'm going to write, and it's going to be an original screenplay.
I got document. He gave us every category under the sun. Foreign film, original screenplay.
Roller wins foreign film.
Just original. Okay, original screenplay. The nominees are Anthony, Vice, at plus 4,000. Now, you guys are going to play the odds here, too.
All right.
First Reformed at plus 1,400. Roma at plus 750. Green Book at plus 200. And The Favorite is the movie, and it's also The Favorite at minus 200. What's your selection?
Wow.
Pat, you keep track of these, okay?
All right. I'm going to go with A Long Shot. First Reform.
First Reformed. Plus 1,400. You going 10 fazools on that?
Yes.
Every bet's 10 fazools. Pat?
I'm going with The Favorite.
All right. The Favorite
is the favorite.
Minus 200.
But it's spelled O-U-R-I-T.
Favorite.
That's exactly right. All right. Let's go to the next category. As soon as I go through all the papers. And we'll go to, let's go, Best Actress. The nominees, Melissa McCarthy and Can You Ever Forgive Me, at plus 5,000. Yalitza Aparicio, Roma, plus 4,000. Lady Gaga, A Star is Born, plus 1,000. Olivia Colman, The Favorite, plus 350. And Glenn Close, The Wife, minus 550. Well, she's been nominated, I think, six times.
Yeah, she's a lock.
You would think. That's a shoebox bet.
She's locked, but the problem is you don't win anything off of that.
Yeah.
I'll take Glenn Close. I think she wins.
Pat?
I think Lady Gaga should win. I don't think she will. I'm taking Olivia Colman for The Favorite.
Ooh, okay. All right, odds to win Best Supporting Actress. Emma Stone for The Favorite, plus 2,000. Marina de Tavira, plus 1,500 for Roma. Rachel Weisz for The Favorite, plus 800. Amy Adams in Vice,
I'm
plus
a big fan of the Rachel Weisz.
And Regina King. If Beale Street Could Talk, minus 280. Pat, you go first here.
I will take Emma Stone. I already bet on this, actually.
Plus 2,000.
I bet $25 on Emma Stone.
All right.
Really?
Oh, she was so good in this movie.
All right. Well, it's a dark horse, but we'll see. Ant, where are you going?
I'm going with The Favorite.
You're going with The Favorite. All right. Odds to win Best Actor. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, plus 5,000. Viggo Mortensen in Green Book, that's plus 3,300. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born, plus 1,400. Christian Bale in Vice, plus 250. And Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody, minus 400. Of course, playing Freddie Mercury.
I'm going to go Christian Bale.
No, Christian Bale in Vice. All right, Pat.
I, too, put money on Christian Bale, but I am going to pick Rami Malek.
Rami Malek, okay. They tend to favor the biopic from time to time.
Oh, Christian Bale's.
Christian Bale's a biopic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Stay in your lane.
Well, I didn't see Vice and I didn't see Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw A Star is Born, so I'm good.
Christian Bale's amazing.
He's so good in it.
He's so good in everything. You'd watch him read the phone book. All right. Let's just do one more. Best Picture. Vice at plus 5,000. Black Panther at plus 3,000.
Who goes first?
You do this time. Black Klansman.
I'll go Green Book.
You going Green Book? That is plus 360. Pat?
I, too, have Green Book. I put real money on that, so I'm sticking with it.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your nominees for the Oscars. All right. We have, let's check in with Steve Meyer right now from the NHL. Find out what's going on with the Stadium Series game. He joins us right now on the Comcast Business Highline. Steve, how you doing?
I like Roma for best.
I like hockey on a Saturday night. What's the chances? Yes.
The chances are, at least right now, we're still on schedule.
We are monitoring the weather forecast hour by hour. The weather forecast, actually, the last few that we got, we received, are a little better than the ones we received this morning in terms of the rain potentially starting a little later. There's no question there's rain in the forecast. And it's just the level of rain that is concerning. We have played and will play in rain that's light, but a heavy rain is obviously, you know, what we're looking at, and that would obviously play a factor in decisions that will come tomorrow. We're not going to, I think we've all decided based on the ever-changing weather forecast that we are not going to make a decision today. It is business as usual right now, and we will make a decision tomorrow morning and release that decision to everyone, whether we are playing the game or the game would be delayed.
Okay.
But for right now, you know, we are actively tracking the weather, and for right now, we are playing at 8 p.m.
Okay, and an 8:18 puck drop. Steve, why can't you move two things? Why can't the game be moved earlier, and what is, explain to people why they can't play in a driving rain?
So the reason, you know, obviously we have a television window with NBC, and unfortunately, and because of a big day of sports on NBC and on all their networks, actually, we're not able to move the game into a television window, and therefore we cannot move the game any earlier than 8 o'clock. And the driving rain, obviously, I mean, our players wear helmets, they have visors. You know, it becomes a safety issue. It becomes very dangerous. Puddles and pools of water on the ice also, you know, don't make for the best of play, plus make things much more dangerous. We have the best ice crew in the world, bar none. They're prepared for all different weather, but, you know, a driving rain is something that just doesn't make play or safety, you know, worth playing. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
We would put our players, you know, in that situation, and you know that's what we have to monitor. It's so difficult. You guys know this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, last time we all saw the perfect weather forecast was probably never.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to go with your gut. You've got to really be, you know, hiring and surrounding yourself with the best people who are educating you, and ultimately, we hope we will make the right decision, but. You know, for right now, we really feel that, you know, we're in a window where we can play the game.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame. At this time of year, you're expecting it to be snow. And
yeah.
That game looks so great, like, when it snows. And it's a sin, man. It's a shame. But you're right. It never works out when it comes to weather. What are some of the other things? If it's a no-go, what are some of the contingencies that you guys are throwing around?
Yeah, so Sunday is the next option, and, you know, we would explore that. But for right now, you know, again, we don't hope it gets to that, but, you know, Sunday is and has always been our backup date to play the game.
Well, listen,
you know, we've got some great stuff.
I know.
You know, we got a huge opening plan that, you know, will, you know, be one of the biggest that we've ever done. Actually, the rain might make it cool and make it even a little better. You know, I always remember that Super Bowl when Prince went out there.
Yeah, Miami, yeah.
That was pretty cool. That's
yeah, it was awesome.
Memory. So, you know, we're our show will go on. If we're playing, every element that we have rehearsed and scheduled, including Keith Urban, who's going to play in our...
Oh, I think we lost Steve. Yeah, we lost Steve. All right. Thanks to Steve Meyer there from the NHL offices. So the decision will come tomorrow morning at the latest, and we'll keep everybody abreast of the decision. We're going to take a break. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tone of Day. Stay tuned. Don't forget Tyrone and Natalie and Andrew Salchunas, our boy. All coming up straight ahead in for Mikey Miss, who's golfing today.
Ah, good for him. Maybe we'll get some Bryce Harper news. Because when Mike's off, that's what things going to happen.
Dude, you know, it's nothing's not happening today. I don't feel it.
No, they're not going to do it on a news dump day. You don't do it on a Friday.
Well, not at 2 o'clock. No way.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Plus, you have a big story.
It's
got to
be Monday or Tuesday, or it's not. It's not here.
Maybe he should just sit out a year. How about that? Bryce, just sit out a year. You know, go Le'Veon Bell route and just hang. Hang out in Vegas, and we'll talk again next offseason. This is absurd. But it's not going to change anytime soon, so nope. I'm not expecting it in the next week or so. I'm hoping for opening day now, Anthony. That he can come in and
that'd be awesome.
Do his first stretches opening of the day, year.
He'll show up.
Get a bomb.
From
no, they should drop him in like they do the paragliders come in or the skydivers.
Wear the Phillies uniform.
Yeah, he jump out of a plane.
Like Mike in Space Jam?
He come down and he comes in. You're starting lineup and then this guy's coming down out of an airplane.
And
with
batting third for your Phillies, Bryce Harper.
What's his walk-up song? Do we know his walk-up song? What's his walk-up song? Do you know, Pat? I expect you to know that stuff, Pat.
Probably.
All About the Benjamins?
Something to do with money.
Yeah. Maybe it's Money Money. Because it's, he's just not signing. And we don't know if it's at the advice of his agent or he doesn't want to come here or, frankly, I don't give a damn anymore. I just hope he's here. If he comes reluctant, he's still here. Well, you'll learn to love us.
Yeah.
By the way, Dan from Havertown, our caller of the week, he scores a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. So congrats to Dan from Havertown. You score the caller of the week prize, the $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. Also, another pair of tickets to Temple right now we'll give away on the contest line, 215-263-0975. Third caller scores tickets to the Temple Battle Tulsa coming up tomorrow at noon at the Lee Acora Center. Visit owlstix.com. All the kids, sixth grade and younger, can score a basket on the court following the game. And we'll wait to see what happens with the stadium series coming up tomorrow as info becomes available.
We got Sixers early tomorrow. Sixers Portland, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, and then stadium series tomorrow. And we'll be back Monday. We'll crank it up again, and we'll see what the week has in store for us. But usually Mikey Miss will be coming up next, but Tyrone is, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Well, you certainly said a lot this week, Anthony. I think you did a great job. You had a good week of radio. I appreciate you being alongside for the ride. Pat, nice job filling in for Andrew today, who will be filling in for Tyrone on the Mikey Miss Show. And we're going to crank it up on Monday, and we'll see if anything happens with Harper over the weekend. Hopefully the Flyers and Sixers can have good weekends as well. So we hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy your sports this weekend. We're back Monday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Back with a win. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of awesome promos for your bets happening all the time. You could find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Download the app or check out FanDuel.com. Sixers beat the Heat last night 106-102. They play the Trailblazers tomorrow at home. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 1. Flyers face the Penguins tomorrow night in the Outdoor Stadium Series. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 8. Jason Mertedis and Joe Torti will be broadcasting live from Head House Plaza beginning at 4. In NFL news, Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution sting. Reports state Kraft faces two counts of soliciting prostitution at a Florida spa. He is one of 25 individuals charged in the human trafficking sting. Help secure your families tomorrow with USAA life insurance for less than you may think. Visit USAA.com, provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.